The Eldritch Hour is a horror-themed tabletop roleplay podcast containing violent and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Betwixt the spaces we know, just beyond the fringe of human experience, old and strange things worm their way through the black matter of the universe, uncaring and unyielding. But there is a moment when the mucus-thin veil between our reality and theirs is worn and split. When the other reaches through the cosmic loam and touches an unlucky few. This moment is known as the Eldritch Hour.
Whatever, I saw the thing. Like, I already believe you, Mr. Luther. Is that your name?
His name is Inspector Luther Nichols, but it's okay. Hey. Luke's in the circle of trust now, okay? So you can't talk about this, all right? You can't talk about this.
Do you think any of the other brothers would believe me?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, just so you know, you can't be gossiping, you know, down there at Shirley's when you get off work later tonight, okay?
I mean, everybody there's too drunk to even remember what I say anyways, but I get you, Finn. I get you.
Yep. This is just like what happened out there on the Cape. You remember? The circle of trust, okay?
Hey, sure. We don't need to talk about that here. They don't need to know.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. This is that.
All right. You mind if I sweep? You can just keep talking. I want to clean up my shop.
It's your shop.
He flips the closed sign on the door.
Need some sweeping. Looks like shit in here.
Yeah, as long as you don't sweep up this pile here. Don't sweep this up.
I gesture to the black little soot that Ben found.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah, is this some kind of important here, Inspector Luther?
All right. Okay. So, as I was saying, me and my coworkers witnessed two people rise from the dead. Okay. I was there for one, and my partner was there for the other. And that thing that I stomped out there on the floor there, Finn, that was what we came to understand to be called a witch totem. It has some capacity to draw malign energies. I don't know what I'm saying right now. All right. I just know what I saw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It killed a student at our local college, okay? And we... I don't know. It's a really long story, okay? My friend... He's gone. I don't know where he is. He had her head in a bag after I presume he killed her for the second time. Now, mind you, her head, it looked long dead. Didn't look right, okay? It was... We tracked everything back to the house that this witch apparently lived at, where we fought a bear made of, I don't know, fucking worms or something. I get it, Finn, okay? I get it. I know this sounds fucking crazy, all right? And I don't give two goddamn fucks if you believe me or not. But you asked me to tell you the story, and this is how it ends, okay? As I said, I don't actually care, to believe me, but it really would help out a lot if you You just pretended to believe me, okay? Because I... All of that being said, I don't think this fucking thing is responsible for what we were investigating. And that's mostly a hunch, I'll give you that, but it's following us, namely me. And I don't want to see any of you two get killed on account of that.
Well, Inspector Luther, sir, I don't think you're lying. Alright? And something Grandpops always taught me, and my pops too. You always gotta be honest with people. You always gotta be straight up with them. You gotta be playing tricks on them, so... I'm gonna take your word for it now. This is some weird shit. It don't make no sense to me. Don't make no fucking sense. You're talking about witches and worms and bears and your special friend that went crazy with some woman's head that he killed twice. None of the dead people. None of this makes any sense. It sounds batshit insane, and I still think you need to see a psychiatrist or something, or get some kind of professional help because you got a couple screws loose and you're kind of a bit fucking insane. So I'm just letting you know for your own personal mental health, you need to take care of that shit sooner or later. You're probably edging closer to later than sooner rather than later with the way you are now. But. You know, I was given a job.
And Luke moves past.
Luke, what the fuck? Hey, watch that pile, though. Watch that pile. Don't touch that.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Shh. He moves by.
Anyway, Inspector Luther, I'm going to ride with you still. Okay? But you don't drag Casey in another, or Inspector Casey, man. You don't drag her into none of this shit, okay? Whatever fucked up mystery you got going on in your head, you leave us out of it.
Do you think, you said you don't think he's involved in this case, right?
I don't know. Maybe Sting just likes to be involved in some supernatural shit. I don't know. Maybe that's all it cares about.
So you think maybe our case right now might have something weird about it?
I don't know, Casey.
It sounds like he's got a personal interest in you.
Yeah, I think that's true, Finn. But Casey, let me ask you, what about this case so far do you feels normal?
Not a lot, but...
We get called at 4 in the fucking morning. I gotta drive God knows how long to show up for a lady beheaded in the road. Neck wrenched off, no blades. Goat hooves in the snow. We feel lightning inside the house. Even fucking dumbass Murdoch felt it in the stairwell. The same thing happened at the farm. I think whatever this goat thing is, ain't of this world. Now, I don't know anything about this sort of shit other than what I've experienced myself, which is more than any person needs to experience. But this shit seems to follow me around. And now I got this fucking MX guy doing the same. Now, you're a bright detective, Casey. But, like I said, I don't want to see either of you two dead. I understand if you want to walk away.
Well, currently, my pops is missing. And someone got into our office. Into his office. And left me a note. So, if I find out it's this MX guy, and he did anything to my dad, my pops, it's over. You can't. I'm not walking away.
I gotta know that I gave you guys skinny. I told you everything that I can. Going into this blind, that's a death trap, so just gotta make sure that y'all know what you're getting into.
All right, now, I know I'm not an official inspector or whatever, but you two both were hired by Big Josie, okay? So what we're gonna do right now, we're gonna leave this shop. Luke, hey.
Yeah, you're coming too.
You're coming too. You're coming too. You set the broom down. You're hopping in the back. And all four of us, we're going to go talk to Big Josie. Okay? Because Grandpops, he knew something about you, Luther. He knew something about you. And he picked you for a fucking reason. So he knows. He knows something. And with all the weird shit that you're caught up in, Inspector Casey, ma'am, I'm sorry, but there's got to be something that either you or your pops know something too for him to request you by name. Okay? This isn't coming down from Boston PD where they're like, hey, we need some off the books. No, Big Josie, he called your name. He picked your names personally, okay? So what we're going to do right now, this is not up for discussion. We're going to go talk to Big Josie and we're going to get some fucking answers.
Finn, I have to go see my Uncle Morgan in prison right now because my pops is missing. The last
Trust
person
me,
was probably
Uncle
talking
Morgan
to him
ain't going
was my
nowhere.
Uncle. I don't care about your grandfather right now. I care about my pops, my family. I'm going to see my Uncle Morgan. You can either wait for me to take us to Pops together, or you can go yourself.
You know, Casey, I thought we had something going on here, but all right, if we all just we're drawing lines and sands here, then if that's how it's going to be, that's how it's going to be.
I don't want to be off the case, and I don't want to not help you, and I don't want to not see your grandpops, but I gotta do right by my family first. And I think you of all people would fucking understand that.
I do what you gotta do.
Casey leaves.
Luther kneels down by the pile and inspects the powder residue. Is it familiar?
It sure is.
He doesn't touch it.
No, it looks an awful lot like the powdery, magnetic-y substance that was left in both Chester's home and in Professor Charles Leiter's office.
Hey, Luke, you sell envelopes or what?
No, but I got some here behind the counter, and he pulls out like a big like manila envelope that you'd like put cash in or whatever, and brings one over to you.
Yeah, I scoop up some amount of it in there. Not too much.
Okay.
I don't want to fill a manila thing with it, but
yeah. There's not. I mean, it's only a little bit. So
cool. Yeah, I put a little bit in there and add it to the fucking collection.
Casey, you walk out to quite a scene, as there are a few people around having stopped, and there's some commotion at the sound of the gunfire, no doubt. And there's a couple of police vehicles parked near Luther's car, which is smashed up against a light post that is now cockeyed and hanging over the road. And they've, like, stopped traffic on this street. And what are you doing? Where are you heading? It's a couple of people, like, point at you and start to, like, whisper to each other, you know, hand over mouth or whatever. And
have the cops spotted me?
At the moment, they're, you know, setting up, like, a couple of wooden barricades on the road to stop people from driving through so they can deal with the accident.
Yeah, I want to avoid all of it. I'm just going to the nearest trolley stop to take the trolley to the prison.
Okay.
So if you want me to roll like a sneak or something, I will do that.
No, I don't think.
Running out of time, basically. She's just running out of time and she needs to see Morgan immediately. So.
Yeah, for sure. No, you can head farther down the road in the direction you originally were coming by another half block, and then you'll make a right and go down a couple blocks to the trolley. You hear one person like call after you asking for a comment on the situation, and it sounds like a reporter. It's a female voice.
She's gonna like use her hat and just like cover her face, like duck down, and then just like keep walking.
Hey, Luke, here, take this, hide this, you know, put it in the back. I hit him the gun.
You want me to take old Molly? Grandpops gave this to you.
No, Luke, I understand what it is, the value of it, who gave it to me, for what purpose, I understand, but I can't just walk out the front door with it right now. So just put it in. I'll come back and collect.
All right. Oh, okay. But I hope those coppers don't find it if they come ask me questions.
I mean, you walk out the door with me in hand, they're going to be asking you a bunch of questions right now.
Yeah. I get it. He walks around the counter and into like the back little office room back there. Luther, you and Finn both hear some boards move, and then some boards get replaced.
He's just taking care of something real quick for me. It's a family thing, Mr. Luther, Inspector Luther. I don't know what to call you anymore.
Luther's fine.
Sure. Yeah.
I'd be very interested in speaking with your grandfather.
Well, I'm very interested to hear what he has to say about you as well. You said you're famous. You didn't really say that. That's just kind of what I pulled from it. Said you was good. I knew you were good, so I assumed that he was famous about stuff.
I gathered as much, Finn, yeah.
And you know, he didn't ask for Casey, yeah, for her father. So if her old man is missing, maybe Josie knows something about what the old man was into. Give a lead. I was trying to help Inspector Casey out, but I'm sure we'll cross paths with her again.
No doubt. I think we should beat feet, though.
We need to set some ground rules, okay? No more running off in a split second, crashing your car down the street. You can't do that no more, okay? I mean, you can't because you don't have a car anymore. But you definitely can't take mine, okay? You understand that right now. That's rule number one. You ain't driving my car.
Finn, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I just opened up to you and I shared a lot of shit that was crazy. But, you can't fucking stop me.
And he walks out.
Luther, you step out, you're walking towards the car, and an officer is approaching you. Whoa, there, sir. I need a couple words from you. Stop right where you are.
Yeah. What do you want? You wouldn't happen to be Officer Buckley, would you?
Buckley? No. No. Trevor. Last name, not first.
How you doing, Mr. Trevor?
I'm fine, thank you. I got a lot of people out here talking about gunfire. You know anything about that? You just stepped out of the establishment and you're the only person around. We got called for this accident over here. Do you know anything about that? When we showed up, all of a sudden other people were saying there was a shootout of some kind going on.
Yeah, that would be my car.
Oh, it's your car. All right. Uh-huh. And he pulls out a notebook and... What is your name?
My name is Senior Detective Murdoch. Heard of me?
You want to roll a luck for me?
It's not with the intent to actually trick. It's not with the intent to trick the guy, but I would love it if it did. So I will. I'll roll this luck. It's a 55 out of 28 failure.
Yeah, he stops. You take me for some kind of idiot, sir. You are not, in fact, Senior Detective Murdoch.
I think between the two of us, Mr. Trevor, I know that better than you do. Now look, I know Mr. Murdoch very personally, and he would be very displeased to find that you're in the way of my investigation.
I will take a fast talk or an intimidate here, as it sounds like you're acting pretty gruff, so...
Yeah, I'll do fast talk. Can I also make a spot hidden for a payphone?
Sure.
What should I roll first?
Give me the social skill first.
Okay. The 35 out of 45.
All right.
Success.
All right.
Regular success.
He kind of like stops and he's like, "Is that so?" All right. Well, I mean, I don't want to get in the way of you detectives. I understand. But look, I showed up on scene for one call. Turns out there's another thing going on. I just need details. All right. You got to let me do my job so I can let you do yours.
The car is mine.
What about the gunfire? Do you know anything about the gunfire? I'm not trying to step on your toes. I just need some answers. We can both walk away. All right.
The gunfire was mine.
Do I need to be calling any sort of medical services?
No.
Okay.
Let's just say it was an implement used to get answers. I'm sure you Boston PD know a lot about that, don't you?
Well, I don't appreciate the implications, sir.
It wasn't an implication. It's a matter of fact. Now could you please get out of my way? Mr. Trevor.
How much bigger am I than this guy as well? I would love to know that too. Is he like average?
His size is 55. Okay. So yeah, you're a little bit taller than he is, a little bit bigger, but you know, he's not small by any stature.
Okay, cool.
Either,
yeah.
So he kind of stares you down for a moment. Says, "Is there other folks I can talk to inside?"
One of them should be joining me shortly. He talks a lot.
And I brush past him.
You hear him mumble under his breath, not even a listener role required. You just hear him say, "Murdoch's got to give me some more heads up. Where does he find these guys?"
Me and Luke come out of the shop. Didn't use the cup holder at all. It all over the fucking backseat.
Yeah, that's, no, you know, I'm sorry about that. Okay, look. Finn, and Luke stops in the doorway. "Look at all this mess out here. I'm gonna have to talk to people. There's cops. Like, somebody's gotta stay behind to talk. Grandpops would hate it if all of a sudden they're coming to knock on someone else's door to finances because they know who works here, okay? It's my shop. Let me handle it. You go talk to Big Josie, all right?"
All right, well, do me a favor. Give him a call. Let him know that we're on the way. Okay, and I'm not just gonna spout a story full of shit, you know?
Okay, yeah, I can, I'll do that.
All right, now you take care out there, all right? Keep a good eye out. Give him a hug.
Yeah.
He hugs you, and then as he's letting go, he, like, snaps. Hey, officer, over here, talk to me. It's my shop. I can tell you what happened. And, Officer Trevor kind of eyeballs you, and then...
Do I recognize Trevor? Can I roll if I recognize him?
I think this you just do. You've seen Trevor before.
Trevor, special investigator Finn Balor now, okay? You still walking the street, you fucking bum?
Trevor starts laughing, and you realize he's not laughing at what you're saying. He's like, talks a lot. And keeps walking towards Luke.
Why don't you go get yourself a fucking donut, you lazy piece of shit? Maybe do some real cop work while you're around, huh?
He flips the finger to you behind him, but like is still like, talks a lot. Oh, I like that guy.
Oh, you'd love to. You'd love to, wouldn't you? You blue fucking pig. Get in the car. Fucking idiot. Officer. What is he now, a sergeant? Did he ever make sergeant yet? Luther? You don't know? A fucking loser.
Casey, you make it to the trolley and get on. And are headed for the prison, Charlestown State Prison. We'll fast forward a bit. Some time passes. You arrive after maybe a 15 to 20 minute ride. You and a couple others get off.
Proceed as normal. We've done this many times. Know exactly where we're going. Yep.
Walk in, sign in, ask to see Uncle Morgan Fisk.
Morgan Fisk.
You get in and you are escorted. Sit down at that lovely pane of glass. The little phone. And you wait. And stepping out, describe your Uncle Morgan for the listeners.
So he's a bit taller. He used to be much more muscular, but then his time in prison has like leaned him out. He has shaved red hair, he used to have a really thick beard, and now it's gone. So you see like just like really gaunt, like high features. Like, he looks way skinnier than he actually is because of just how gaunt his face is, especially without the beard. He has, like, these, like, really small eyes so that he always kind of looks like he's staring into the sun. That's Uncle Morgan. He's wearing a striped shirt, black and white striped shirt and trousers.
Good to see you again so soon, kiddo.
Hey, Uncle Morgan. How you doing?
Well, you know how it is. It's the joint. Same shit every day. Serve it to you on a silver platter. And he smiles.
Uncle Morgan, we got a problem.
We got a problem.
When was the last time you saw Pops?
Oh. It's been a couple weeks. They said, actually, he came here, but I wasn't feeling too well. Stomach bug. I couldn't meet him.
When? When?
It was about 3 days ago. 4 days ago. Why, you don't know where he is? He tells you everything.
Yeah, that's the problem. I saw him yesterday. I haven't seen him since. He didn't leave me anything. Nothing. No note. No sign that of where he was going, what he was doing. And I wasn't gonna think anything of it. Because it's only been a day, right? He's probably doing something.
He's probably just working a case. You know how he is. He gets his nose into something, he doesn't get out until it's done and done.
But then I get this, and I pull out the note, like, from my pocket that I, of the, like, cryptic ass shit. I press it to the glass so Margaret can see it.
I'm fine. What you can, I'm fine. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Ain't his handwriting either.
Exactly. I left early this morning to look into a case.
You're taking cases now, kiddo. That's good for you.
Well, they asked for Pops, but he wasn't there. So I just haven't told them Pops isn't working it. They just asked for Detective Bennett. And I am Detective Bennett.
You always were a good asset. You think like him. Good on you, kid.
Thanks, Morgan. I wish it was better circumstances.
Yeah, well. Don't we all?
I wasn't gonna think it was weird. The part that bothers me the most is that I locked the office when I left. I never leave that office unlocked.
No, none of us do.
Even when Pops is in there, I still lock it behind me.
No. Huh?
This note was on Pops' desk. No break it. No broken glass. No broken lock. On his desk.
Well, that don't make a lot of sense. You think he just... Maybe he was with someone. Unlocked it, came in. They left the note.
No, Pops doesn't have friends. Pops wouldn't do that, you know that. He leaves notes for me, from him. He ain't gonna make anybody else write him a note. Write me a note. Make me know. He knows I know his handwriting backwards and forwards. He can't pull that shit and expect me to think. It's only been a day, but I don't trust it.
Probably safer that I'm locked up in here. He'd have killed me if he knew I was gonna tell you this.
Yeah, well, we're out of options.
He was spouting some weird stuff about some town north gone missing. A town gone missing. Like, did you hear me?
Rockport?
Yeah, I think that's right. Said something about he got a call. Somebody wanted him on the case. He told me he turned it down. Then saw some headlines and thought maybe it was actually worth checking out. He wasn't gonna take it, but he was gonna drive up there himself. Now, this was days ago. I thought he had already left and come back, you know. When did you say you saw him last?
Yesterday. Before going to bed.
Maybe he left today.
But why wouldn't he tell me? He always leaves a note. You know that. You know that because you have to leave me notes too.
He didn't. Someone's wrong. Casey, he wasn't himself.
You ready to?
He was spooked.
Don't tell me that, Morgan.
He was spooked.
But what?
I don't know. I know the look. He didn't say it. He didn't come out and say it. I just know the look, and maybe he didn't want you to worry. I don't know.
when I left the office, I knocked a newspaper over, crumpled to the ground, just pissed off. Front page news was about Rockport missing. When I came back to the office, I found that note. The paper was put back together, as if nothing had happened.
So our mystery visitor came in, put the paper back, wrote a note for your dad, for you, maybe. But what's that supposed to mean? Don't he supposed to? If they wrote it for your dad, then they have to know he didn't leave yet, right? They knew he left. Why write him the note and leave it? Maybe it's for you.
I don't know, Morgan. I don't know which one's more terrifying. Because if it was for me, what happened to Pops?
I'm stuck in here. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't... Now, you say you're on another case. You think it has anything to do with this? You think your dad... maybe knows something, or the people that hired you know something? You think they're related? Do you think they're just separate events unfortunately happening at the same time?
I don't know. One thing I've learned is that sometimes stuff that seems random isn't. But they asked for Pop specifically this morning when I got the phone call. So maybe.
I mean, your pops and I, we built up a reputation in this town, so it could just be on good faith of who he is. Maybe it's something else.
I know. I don't like it.
I can't tell you what to do, kiddo, but I know, you got a couple choices to make. You got a good head on your shoulders, I tell you that. Yeah, I know you make the right one.
What if he's dead?
The old man's a tough cookie. That's all I got to say. I don't think he is. I'm his brother. You feel stuff, you know, and... I don't think he is. Time's up, the guard says. All the other prisoners start to get up, and Morgan puts his hand up on the glass. You're going to figure this out, okay? You find him for both of us, all right? And you let me know what happens. You hang tough, kid. And he hangs up the phone, shuffles back over to the door.
Casey's going to take a second to collect herself. She's gonna wipe her eyes, and then she's gonna stand up and leave.
Gonna cut over to Luther and Finn pulling up in front of big Josiah Ballard's very nice residence on the south end of town.
All right, here we are. Big house, Big Josie's place. You can't call him grandpa's, that's just for me. So all right, let's go.
So, do I call him Josie? What am I?
Mr. Balla.
Yeah.
Come on. I have a sense of propriety about you. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Finn, this is the first time I'm really getting to know who hired me. You understand? I spoke to fucking inept Murdoch on the phone. Forgive me if I don't know the name of my employer.
All's forgiven. Just look, Grandpa Josiah Ballard is big on respect, okay? You give what you get. You understand? So you go in there, you start flashing the attitude around, you're gonna get it back. You go in there and you speak with a level tone, with a sane mind, try, and you're gonna get the same in return. So just understand that. He's gonna match whatever energy you come in there with. That's the best I can say for you.
Thanks.
Now look, I'm not too happy with Grandpops right now either, because he didn't give me a fucking heads up that you were some crazy lunatic that's seen all kinds of weird, dumb, crazy shit with witch heads and bears and worms, and I didn't know nothing of the sort, okay? But I'm family, so don't match my energy. That's what I'm trying to say, because I might be yelling.
Then I might. I'm hopeful, Finn, that he doesn't know about that stuff, and it's just a happy coincidence. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the job before you had the witch bears was super fucking normal. And that's what he's basing your reputation on.
I can assure you it was super normal.
Well, you'll forgive me if I don't quite fucking believe you. What, it took one case and now your brain snapped? Come on. Look at the sweater. Ovid, I'm smart, right? Didn't go. Still, I gotta. Never mind. Let's go inside.
Yeah, Luther follows him inside.
Mickey meets you at the door.
Mickey!
Hey, Finny boy!
Hey!
How's
the
doing?
Girls? How's the girls? They doing okay? They're what, third grade now?
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah, they're okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Sister's got them. Yeah, they're hanging out with her kids.
Oh, man, can't let them stay around them for too long. Those kids are brats.
Yeah. It's just for an hour. I'm going to, you know, I had to come here and deal with some stuff, and I'm going back to pick him up and then take him for ice cream later.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, who's this guy?
No one.
Mr. Statue over here.
He's no one.
What do you mean he's no one? Don't bring somebody to Grandpop's that's no one.
And Grandpop knows him, but, you know, he's his name is Nichols.
Nichols, huh? What do you do, Nichols? And he kind of ups and downs you, takes a drag on a cigarette and throws it on the ground.
Luther Nichols, this is my cousin, Mickey Ballard.
Charmed.
It's a pleasure. He reaches to give you a hand.
I begrudgingly lift mine.
He's a shit COD player. Shit drinker. He's up to no good, so don't listen to anything he says. Nichols.
Yeah, he doesn't let go of your hand while he's shaking it, and like, but also elbows Finn.
I let go of his.
Jostling you. You're a serious guy, yeah? All right, well. In you go. I'm not gonna keep Grandpop's wait. He immediately lights another cigarette and starts stepping down.
All right, hey, you take care, Mickey, okay? Keep your nose out of trouble. And don't talk to Luke.
Yeah. Hey, you coming to church this Sunday?
I might be working. You talked to Donnie lately?
Working? On the Sabbath?
It's for Grandpa's. You know, I don't know if he'll let me off. You know how he wants things done at a certain time. So, I don't know. Maybe. What day is today? I don't even know.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, you talked to Donnie lately. Like, the last day or two.
Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie.
No. I haven't spoken to him since last week. Why?
You know, you're out there in Revere, right?
Yeah. Well, you got business out in Revere now? What are you coming out the boonies for?
Hey, Luther. Luther. He lives out in Revere. You know?
Is this supposed to mean something?
Yeah, Finn. Is it supposed to mean something, Finn?
Do you wanna... The Donahue house was in Revere.
Donahue? That poor schmuck that got clapped out there?
Yeah.
The rumors are saying his head got taken off. The papers didn't really say much, but like they said it was a bloodbath or whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, we heard the same thing. Luther, you...
We act all weird for
it. I've heard those same rumors, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, his head got ripped off.
Whoa, the rumors, you saw it?
Okay.
What do you look like?
I was making
I've seen a lot of shit done to a guy, but I ain't never seen a man's head taken off, you know?
I don't think you'd want me to show you, Mickey.
What's that supposed to mean? Who is this? Who is this guy?
Mickey, it wasn't clean. It was ripped right the fuck off.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was messed
up. You were there? Like, when it happened?
Look, you can't tell nobody. Look, nobody knows about this, okay? But I'm on the case. I'm on the case. Nichols, he is an investigator. A private detective. Okay? So you gotta keep this
hush-hush, okay? Oh, no wonder he's so grumpy. He's like not quite a cop, but he's not really a gangster neither. He's like caught in between. I get it now.
He's got something caught up in between up there. That's for fucking sure. But listen, this is down Mickey. Low, okay? This is...
Yeah.
How many lives have you taken?
That's a weird question to ask somebody on a first date.
Hey, we don't want to talk
about this. Call me grumpy again.
Look, Luther, to be fair, you're kind of unapproachable just in your natural resting demeanor, you know?
You want to give me an intimidate role? Just, the social interaction goes.
91 out of 29.
He steps up, gets right in your face, and he's like, you grumpier than my old man on his dying deathbed with a stick up his ass.
Hey, Mickey, we all know how much of a dick your grandpa or your pops was. Nichols here, he don't care about that. He don't care about that. You know, and I'm like stepping in.
He smiles in your face after saying that, and he's got like one golden tooth, and the rest of his teeth are pretty grody. And then he steps back. You better go into the big house. It's getting a little stuffy out here.
I'll tell you what's getting stuffy is you're getting stuff up in your teeth, Mickey. Maybe clean that shit out, you know, every day, a couple times maybe. Ugh.
What are you, my dentist? He pulls out another cigarette and lights it, and then he just starts grumbling under his breath and starts walking away. I'm like, you better be at church on Sunday.
Don't worry about Mickey Luther. He's Mickey, you know. I thought maybe, like, because he lives there in the area where the thing happened, that we would do some investigator-type shit, you know? Not try to brag about how many people we done killed.
Finn, it was a threat, not a brag, okay? Can we not have a family reunion every time we run into one of your kin, please?
We're at the house, so might see a couple more.
Is that a no?
Don't kill none of my family, please. Like, please. Jesus Christ. I thought, like, he might have been a witness or known something that was happening down in Revere. That's all. That's why I stopped to talk to him. You know, where the murder took place. But, hey, you're the professional inspector, not me. So.
Can we please go to talk to your grandfather?
Go into the house to find Big Joe.
Yep. You go straight to his study / office where he, you know, you usually meet him and where he gave you the job much, much earlier today. And there he sits, smoking a big cigar.
Hey, Grandpops.
Finny boy! Hey. Good to see ya. And who's this? And he stands up and sets the cigar down in an ashtray and kind of arms open.
I'm surprised you're asking, because it seems like you know a lot about the certain individuals standing right here behind me. This is none other than Inspector Private Detective Luther Nichols.
You're Nichols. Pleasure.
And he extends a big meaty paw to shake your hand.
I shake his hand.
It's a firm grip. He smiles.
That little favor you did for me was rather swell. Please have a seat.
I'm looking back and forth.
I would have preferred you hired me directly.
Yeah, well, about that. I didn't think you'd respond too kindly to me calling you up in the middle of the night. Thought maybe a voice of local authority might bend your ear a little better.
What made you think that, Mr. Baller?
Well, you being an ex-cop and all. Thought you'd respond to your own kind better.
You went next call.
I'm glad to see you turn tail, though, from that life and let yourself be a little more in the gray area, as it were. Let you do things like take out those two Atlantic City boys for me.
Hmm.
That was a good hit.
I understand now. How'd you hear that was me?
Got little booties everywhere. All up and down the coast.
It does.
Some of them may or may not be the boys in blue over there in Arkham.
So what do you need a private investigator for if the boys in blue spend their time in the gray area?
Jurisdictional reasons. I got influence, as you can tell. But old Murdoch here and his force, they ain't gonna solve nothing quick. And they certainly can't get any of the right details from the people in New York.
No,
you know, cities don't corroborate and communicate and cooperate the way they ought to. You can fly up and down the coast like one of my little birds. Get the job done a lot faster and, as I understand it, a bit quicker.
Well, how about we start with you telling me what the fuck's going on?
Grandpops, I'd appreciate an answer to that question as well.
What do you mean? I hired you to figure that out.
I want to know what you know, Mr. Baller.
What I know is that three Irish folk got clapped in a matter of 3 days. One of them being someone whom I trust a great deal to do business with, being this Miss Franz, who I'm assuming you now saw the body of this morning, as you are here in Boston at my request. Now, there's all kinds of rumors circulating about who might have done it. Are they connected? Well, I can tell you right now, three Irish folks, all with some political affiliation or motivation, getting iced that quickly, dotted lines are pretty short on this one. I just want you to find out who.
So what you're telling me is you don't know anything.
Maybe I could answer your questions a bit better if I knew exactly what you thought it was that I knew.
Well, it sounds like you need better birds. Literally anything is helpful to my investigation, Mr. Bauer. And you giving me nothing but what the news has talked about is not helpful to me.
Do you want to roll me a persuade, Mr. Nichols?
Sure. 40 out of 63, regular success.
He sits a little more forward in his chair and leans actually like I've been leaning on my desk. You know, because before he's actually been kind of sat back, very casual. And now he looks a little bit more, even more attentive.
All right. My birdies aren't as bad as you make them sound. Now, I hear rumblings. There's maybe some sort of subgroup running around trying to make things happen for a free island through less than practical means, less than believable methods.
Wait, what?
There's some people spouting crap about mysticism, pulling on our heritage. To make our myths real and do our work for us. Now, I don't know names, but I can tell you they got affiliations with the big folks.
Oh, we was.
Shut up, Finny. We are the big folks. But there's other ones just as big as fish as we are, okay?
Do these big fish have names, Mr. Balar?
Clan Nagael is one of them. I know people working for them. Tried to talk up their, the head of our local branch here in Boston, Miss Alice McDermott. Now, as I understand it, she turned him away right quick, as she shoulda. But I think you ought to go talk to her yourself. I think you ought to start at the source and do what I hired you to do and investigate these murders first. Because I don't know that any of this mystic bullcrap has anything to do with what is happening to these poor folks. I just know it was starting to make the rounds right before these poor folks got whacked.
Yeah, I'll solve the murder of your dead bomb builder. No worries. But, I'm gonna need a new car. Mine got, wrecked on the job, you see.
What's wrong with Finney's car?
Nothing. My car, Grandpa.
That's how we got here.
Do you want me to buy you a new car?
Hey, look, Luther, I don't think this is the appropriate setting to negotiate this kind of deal right now.
Hey, Finn, there was never a moment where any negotiating went down. I've been given no promise of payment for being here doing this job.
This ain't the time.
Spinny, it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay.
Clearly, Mr. Nichols here knows how to play ball. And I admire that.
He kind of rolls the cigar between his teeth.
Say I get you a new car. Is that all you need? Is that all you want for this? Surely your sights are set a little higher than a new set of wheels.
Should the list grow longer, Mr. Balor? I know who to call. And here, have your boys look at this.
And I drop the stack of magazines of the bomb builder lady.
Mm-hmm.
You got any people who can read German? I'm gonna need a deciphering of the notes in the margins. Could help the investigation.
He flips open the first one on top there. Looks through it a little bit, closes it, and looks back up at you.
Well, I can tell you, we don't got anybody that speaks German. But if these are Karina's, I know she liked to hang out at the Clay Retort. Up in Red Hook. And I'll tell you who owns the Clay Retort. A man who goes by the name Ziegler. A Mr. Heinrich Ziegler. Along with his brother, Hans.
All right.
You bring these to him. I'm sure he can sort them out for you right quick.
And I assume we'll be well met when we arrive.
Oh. That's up for Mr. Ziegler to decide. We got no jurisdiction on the Clay Retort. It's for the German and the Dutch working men only. They don't allow no mafia, no cops. And far be it from me to step on another man's territory without his say or express permission. I don't know much about the man, other than I know he's good at what he does.
Grandpop's given my last name. Am I going to be welcome at this establishment? I mean, you know, I don't do a lot of the street work, but I mean, they might not understand, you know, that part of it.
It's not like that, Finny. Anybody can go in, have a drink. It's a speakeasy. They just don't want you disturbing their business, okay? You give them respect, you'll get respect.
Yeah, I know. I know that. That's a lesson that I'd learned a long time ago. Mr. Nichols.
I take the manuals back up from the desk.
Be sure to drop the car off at the offices of Burnett and Fisk. Thanks for your time, Mr. Balor.
Grandpa, wait.
Can I start to leave?
Dude, I had a couple questions about this Burnett guy.
What about him?
Luther fully leaves, by the way.
Okay.
Jeez, he's fucking... First of all, about being that I don't got him. I don't got the Mr. Burnett.
What do you mean you don't got him?
I'm working with the daughter, Casey, Inspector Casey Burnett, the detective, Casey Burnett, the daughter.
Are you telling me Sanford Burnett told me no?
The way I understand it, Grandpops, is that Stanford Burnett is missing. He's gone. He's just fucking gone. Like, she don't know. She answered the call this morning, and he wasn't there. he hasn't been there. His some of his stuff is there. But she ain't seen a sign of him since yesterday. Something like that.
Is that so?
And Grandpops, I got there's some weird fucking shit going on out here. Weird, really weird. Did Luke call you? I asked Luke to call you. Did Luke call you?
He called me. Said you were coming. Yeah.
He
didn't tell me he was coming.
Oh, that piece of shit. All right. He was supposed to, and fucking Nichols is gone. All right. So
he said some shoplifters hit his place.
Yeah, no. That's not it. He might have told the cops that they had fucking Trevor down there asking questions. So just hear me out. Just hear me out, okay? There was this guy, right? Big trench coat, collar turned up, stupid hat. And then like we walk in, right? So hold on, pause, rewind. First of all, Nichols, he jumps in his car and he screams off across town. He's driving terrible. Like, he's hitting cars. He's running stoplights, signs, whichever one's there. And he's just gunning it. He's booking it down to Luke's, right? I don't know why. I'm in the investigator shop and I just see his car, so I follow him, right? And I get in there, and then as soon as I get in there, there's a this guy in a black trench coat, and he starts shooting guns and stuff, right? So I jump out, right? And I go back to the car, come back, and like I'm ready to go, right? And they say the guy's gone. And Luke's sitting there, he saw the whole thing. He was supposed to tell you about the thing, but this guy just like disappears. He moves like super quick. He said he moves really quick, and then he started gliding and stuff. And he starts shooting at us, but he misses like on purpose or something. And then there's like a little... There's like this little twig thing, like a doll, and then it smells like an electrical fire inside the thing, and then Nichols tells me that his last case was about a witch and some like his partner chopped this girl's head off twice, on two different times, and there was worms and a bear, and I don't know what you set me up for, Grandpops. Like what did you put me in here for? And then the Burnett guy's missing. The daughter is so psyched to go visit the prison, and she can't find her pops. So, what is happening? There's hoof prints all over these fucking all over these murder scenes where their heads are ripped off, not chopped off, mind you, ripped off. Right? What the fuck is this? It's been a long morning. Okay, that's all. He puts
a big hand on your shoulder, and he leans in and looks you in the eye.
Finn, how many times have I told you to stay out of the coke? What the heck are you talking about?
And he like looks at you really hard, like in the eyes.
You're not lying to me.
No, I don't. No, I'm not lying. I thought you picked up on Nichols here because you said he was good at what he does. And it all started like it was just investigating the murders and stuff, but then all the stuff started happening and you're a well-informed man. So I thought you knew about his history. So you picked him for a reason because maybe Finn. You knew about...
Yeah. Finny.
And he puts his other hand on your other shoulder.
You telling me all this makes me feel like I'm in the dark. And I don't like being in the dark.
Well, that's what I'm telling you.
I know everything there is to know about what's going on in this town, in Arkham, in New York fucking City.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell you're talking about. And that's starting to piss me off. I need you to do is to shut up and you go out there and you follow that man and you follow that woman and you find out for me what on earth is going on. Because if there's something going on that I don't know, that makes me upset. And we know what happens when I get upset, don't we, Finny?
And he starts to shake you back and forth a little
bit. Yes, sir. I know.
He said, he pats you on the cheek. He says, look at me, look at me.
Yeah. I'm looking.
You're doing real good. No.
Pats you some more.
Don't you sell yourself short. You're doing a good job, Finny boy. I just want you to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because only the Ballers are gonna have an iron grip on the goings on in this town.
Oh yeah, we are. I'm gonna figure this out for you, but for us, you know.
Yes, you will.
And he kind of then just pats you on the chest.
He says, now get after that boy.
Yeah.
You don't...
I'm going to go, Grandpa. All right. I'll talk to you later on. You know? All right, bye.
You hear him sit back down in his chair and flick his lighter on. He says,
I know you will. Close the door on your way out.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you would like to contact the show, there's a number of ways in which you can do so. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at The Eldritch Hour. You can email us at TheEldritchHour@gmail.com. And you can join our Discord community, a link provided in the show notes. If you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting the show. We have a Patreon campaign, a Ko-fi page, or you can purchase merch and even the music made for the show. Links to all of these provided in the show notes as well. The biggest way to support us is by word of mouth. Please consider telling a friend or someone you think may be interested in the show, or go the extra step and write us a review on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app, if applicable. Until next time, thanks again for listening.